This isn't news to anybody. We've all heard this. And if it is news to you, then I think you've been living under the rock with Patrick. But if we study it beforehand, if we learn the ways of the world, how can I bring my flair, my energy, my best self to this? It's because that first impression is so important. Welcome back to another episode of the Chats with Clark podcast. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And the point of today's episode, episode 71, is our dogs and the way that we talk to our dogs. You know, when you walk in the door and you see your dog for the first time, I think it's funny. We don't just say, hey, what's up, bro? How was your day? It's like, oh my gosh, what's up? And you start talking like in that cute little fun, playful voice as opposed to, hey, bro, how's it going? What do you want for dinner? Like, it's not so serious, or it's not the way that we would talk to another human. You know, we dumb it down and we start calling him a good boy, a good girl, and our voice gets all high. And I was thinking about it the other day, and to me, that unveils a deeper truth about etiquette and the way that there's an etiquette to everything. Because it would be weird if we were to go and talk to our dog the way that we talk to our brother, our sister, our mom, our dad, our friends, whomever. Because that's just not the relationship that we have. And we love our dogs. This is not me. Let's get this very clear. This is not me putting down the relationship that we have with our pets at all. This is just to say that the way that we talk to them is because the etiquette makes it effective. I think etiquettes are intertwined with effectiveness. So in essence, the etiquette of things come about because they are the most effective way to handle whatever that situation is. So one of the ones that we've all heard since we've been young is that when you're shaking someone's hand, you want to have a firm handshake. This isn't news to anybody. We've all heard this. And if it is news to you, then I think you've been living under the rock with Patrick. But for now, we're going to go on the premise that this isn't news to anybody. When you go and shake someone's hand, we can all picture those times when we've shaken someone's hand and it's like holding onto a dead fish. It's that limp, like it's just kind of hanging there and you don't know what to do with it. And you're coming in there confident, you're ready, you shake someone's hand, you got your firm handshake, you're looking them in the eyes, which again, another facet, another part of the etiquette is looking the person whose hand you're shaking in their eyes. But that limp handshake, it almost gives off the vibe, it almost gives off the feeling, it almost gives off the impression that that person isn't taking it seriously. That there's a lack of respect inherently because it's just kind of like haphazard. It's halfway done. It's like, yeah, here's my hand. Like, here's a quick handshake, ish, right? Like, there's no full commitment to it. And I think that this lack of commitment to the handshake, the limp handshake, is proof that the etiquette is rooted in effectiveness. When someone gives you a good firm handshake, you're like, oh, this person means business. This person's not messing around. And nothing strikes you other than this is good, as opposed to a limp handshake where the signals are, I'm not serious about this. And our red flags start flickering. The alarms are going off. Like something's off about this. So again, another example that though we've been told this since we have been young and youthful and forever, and it's one of those old like wives' tale stories situations, the reason it's come about is because of the effectiveness and that the etiquette of shaking a hand is rooted in effectiveness. Another example that I was thinking of where, let's picture this, right? Go on vacation. The sun's beaming. You're just arriving to the beach. You could feel that cool, crisp ocean breeze, golf breeze, pick your poison breeze. There's water in the air. You could feel it a little bit. It's like it has that slight touch of coolness that's awesome as the sun's beating down on you, right? You rip the tarps off. You take off the cover-ups, kick the shoes to the side, and you go into the water. What about the people? And I want you to think about this. I'm sure that we can all picture this too. The people that show up with tennis shoes on the beach. That's not to say no one can do it, right? You can do whatever you want with your attire at the beach. I'm not saying that. But the reason that it strikes us is because it's clearly not effective. Like when you wear tennis shoes to the beach as opposed to the preferred open shoe, you're gonna have sand in your shoes. I don't know how you're getting your foot in there when it's all wet and you're like creating soggy, sandy shoes. I mean, just this picture is grotesque. I don't know who's doing this, but again, it's another example that struck me about the etiquette that's just intertwined into almost every facet of life. Something as seemingly simple as going to the beach has an etiquette to it, right? Or the people that wear a hoodie on the beach. I'm like, yeah, why are you wearing a hoodie on the beach? Like, I mean, that defeats the entire purpose, right? And I look at these situations and I think, oh my goodness, yeah, sure, these are playful, fun examples, but like between the dog and between the beach, or the firm handshake that's so real and is something that we have, that we will experience from our youngest of ages to the oldest of ages when we're meeting someone and shaking someone's hand and greeting them. There is an etiquette to everything. And I think that when we're diving into certain fields, whatever that realm is, whether it's business, whether it's our relationships, whether it's we're getting into healthcare, whether we're an entrepreneur and we're diving into that world and really trying to make a splash and make mountains move, it behooves us. It's worth our time to look into the etiquette, because the etiquette is there. Because it's rooted in its effectiveness. It came about in a way that when the etiquette was developed, there was an effectiveness to it. So one of the best ways to handle something in that specific realm is how the etiquette was formed. And when we think about it too, when we're first stepping off into this field and we're starting down the journey, that's our first impression that we leave with whomever it is. If it's the handshake, first impression. If it's we're going to the beach, our first impression is we're walking in there with a problem if we've got tennis shoes on. When we start in a new field, if we study it beforehand, if we learn the ways of the world a little bit, then our first impression is one of preparedness. Our first impression is one of being a go-getter and having the information already at hand. And one of our first impressions in that case is that you want to succeed, that you want to be great. Because why would we want to be anything else, first of all? And secondly, why would we want to come in behind where we could be, in a lesser of a place, as if we were actually coming in there with knowing the etiquette? And just a quick aside on this, I don't think that this means, and it definitely doesn't mean, a lack of creativity. It means that we have to bring our own flair into all of this, but there's certain parts that must be followed. When we drive on the right side of the road here. If you drove on the left side of the road, you'd have problems. Like there's some creativity measures that can't just be taken, because the etiquette is essential. Now, how you're driving with one hand, two hands, well, I guess you're supposed to have two hands, whatever. But if you're driving with one hand on the wheel, right, you got the windows down, windows up, air on, heat on, like all of those sorts of things, whatever music you decided to blare through your ears that day, all of that's up for debate. Your creativity can shine through that insofar that you're driving on the right side of the road. There are certain measures that are just essential. So when we look at whatever field we're going into, it's like, how can I bring my flair, my energy, my best self to this, while also adhering to some of the etiquettes, because that first impression is so important. And to not adhere to it, we are immediately putting ourselves behind, because now you have to make up for lost time. And even if your flair is really awesome, there is an absolute necessity to have nailed down some of the etiquette. To that end, when we think about people in our lives who have left an impression on us, who, when we look back and on our memories and on some of the best moments of our lives, the people that stand out to us as just real pivotal figures in our lives, these people adhered to etiquette and did it so exceptionally well that they put their own twist on it and it left an impression on us. Think back to the teachers that you had that really stand out to you. These people were great teachers. These people went above and beyond. So not they adhered to the etiquette because they were great teachers and they did what they needed to do, but also they went the extra step, they went the extra mile, and they put themselves into it insofar that it's left an impression on us. I think about like music artists, right? Like there's plenty of people that go on stage who are super talented musicians, but just stand there, right? Like, I mean, I think back looking at, I'm just calling him out, I guess, but like Philip Phillips, when he was on American Idol, that dude can belt. And he would just stand there with his guitar. He would just stand there. And it was like, this is painful to watch. Like, it would be better to just listen to. And of course, I'm sure he's developed that along the way. And my goodness, again, this is no knock on him. But just the fullness of it, it stands out to you in your life when you have people who have nailed the etiquette down and then taken it the extra mile with their own twist, their own flair, and putting their talents into it. It's worth the reflection, because the etiquettes are necessary, and it begs the question for us, how do I infiltrate this field that I'm trying to get into? Again, whether it's my relationship, like there's a structure to relationships that matter, whether it's business, there's an etiquette to business and meetings, and get that email back in a timely manner and make sure that we come looking good and well-groomed and ready to go, because that means that you mean business. Or whether it's the healthcare field, you can't just take liberties. I mean, there's certain things that you can do as a doctor, as a nurse, or whatever, to make it special. I mean, I think back to, there was a PT, I guess, physical therapist? There was a physical therapist, I think back, and there was a physical therapist that I was working with who was excellent, because his personality that he intertwined with it and the extra care that he took was so good. And it wasn't that he broke any etiquette, he just was really great at doing the etiquette and then more. At following the etiquette and then doing more. So for all of us, it's when we dive into something new, how can I make the etiquette the best that I possibly can? How can I study this etiquette so that I can tackle it? I can follow the manners of it. I can leave a first impression that's so great that my flair isn't lost in the lack of etiquette, that what makes me special isn't lost in my failure to appreciate the tact of a craft, or the tact of a practice, the tact of the etiquette that's necessary for whatever it is. So the next time that we walk in and we're talking to our dog, think about it. Maybe it's gonna have a little bit of a deeper meaning. Maybe when we go up and we're saying, "Oh, Scarlett, you're such a good girl," it has a deeper meaning than just, "Hey, Scarlett, what's up? How are you? Good to see you again." You know, it's a little bit of a different feel. Maybe it's gonna dive in and we can start looking at the world and saying, "Wow, there's a deeper truth to all of this." And maybe the next time we're at the beach and we see the person with tennis shoes, we're like, it's gonna have a deeper strike to us. Whatever it is, when we look at our lives, I hope that we can all find the value and the meaning in the etiquette. Because as society becomes increasingly more free-spirited and we have the reins to do kind of whatever we want, and we're all staring at our phones and the interpersonal connection is clearly at an all-time low. Maybe it's actually going up after the last couple of years, but at a lower point than typical where these skills are being practiced, it's essential to nail the etiquette and then take your own personal twist and make it great as a result. Because without that, then we fall prey to just being erratic. And we have to fall in line with the etiquette in order to be able to fully do the best that we can, because etiquette is rooted in absolute effectiveness. It's always a pleasure to have you here with me. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, I just don't know what you're waiting on. We're coming your way with an exciting guest in episode 72, and we're looking forward to having you there as well. So hit that subscribe button, follow along, send this to someone who you think is an example of a great etiquette follower, someone who brings their flair into the world, and someone who you look up to, or maybe the opposite, and someone who needs to hear this. You could decide that. But thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Joe Clark, signing off of episode 71 of Chats with Clark. See you next time.